Joining us now is Glynis and Pat Carrington, parents of the Olympian. Kia ora to you both.
Good morning. Kia ora.
Morena,
you must be the proudest parents in the country right now. Your daughter's on the front page of every newspaper, leading all the bulletins. Glynis, did you always see this as the path for Lisa? Was it something, was it in her destiny?
Well, as a little girl, she had a lot of grit and determination. But how are we to know that this would be her part of her journey? It was, yes.
Fantastic. Pat, you early on, I believe, encouraged you to get into surf lifesaving. Was that the path into kayaking?
No, actually, surf lifesaving was just that. It was for saving yourself in the surf, because being at Ohopu Beach, we just decided that that was the best way for her to be safe, and for his parents, for us to feel safe, was there to join the Surf Life Saving Club. And so it just initiated from that, and every little step further on just went, moved that in that direction. It was just sort of opportunities that were there that presented itself.
And when did you start to think that Lisa might be a world beater?
Oh, probably when I fainted, when she was born. But so she did kind of knock me off my feet then, and when she was delivered in Tauranga. I guess the vision has always been around here, just doing the best she possibly can, and whatever happens. We sort of just worked on that with her, really, and just alongside the support, and looking for those opportunities and people when she was younger, just to help her and assist her along and whatever she was doing, whether it was sport or just music or dance and etc.
Glynis, tough not being able to be there in Tokyo. Have you been able to communicate with her? Are you able to sort of watch the body language? Did you get a sense that you thought she was in good form?
Yes, she looked so composed and so strong and focused right at the very beginning of the racing. What was absolutely delightful for all of us, myself, everyone who was there, was to see that smile at the end of the race. And it was like, just couldn't have wished for more. She had taken a moment to celebrate, and those moments are very few that she can let herself do that, because she still has a huge job to do. You know, every race actually is taken one step at a time, and never reaching too far and thinking too far down the track. So just as that moment, and even with the K2 with Caitlin, both of them just so delighted, and that made her heart swell to see that they took that moment.
Absolutely. Pat, your thoughts on the upcoming races? These are a little bit, a slightly longer distance. They could be a tougher race, but are you still optimistic that gold is a prospect, perhaps in the 500 to singles, the K1?
I'm always hopeful, and you'd say certainly optimistic, and I do know that that Lisa and Caitlin, who's racing as well, you know, they'll just do their very, very best. They'll leave nothing on the water as such, but you know, and so we will be delighted for both.
Glynis, are you surprised that Lisa's still so driven? I mean, she'd already achieved so much with previous Olympics to have kept going. Did that surprise you?
No, not really, because she's always been someone who has, as Pat referred to, just doing the best that she can do. So once she had reached, accomplished one goal, it was, what can I do to make this even better? Well, how can I be better? And so that drive in itself is like, what's next? You know, don't worry about what's gone on before. What's next?
So, Pat, I guess, Pat, the question then is, do you think Paris is doable?
Yeah, if Lisa wants to go, it's doable, yes.
Well, she's already...
I'm not preempting anything here along the way, yes.
No, well, already established herself as one of New Zealand's absolute top, top greatest Olympians. That must be just... You must be just so proud.
Oh, absolutely. I was, I guess I sort of had a little bit of an adrenaline sort of washout yesterday afternoon, and got lost for a lot of words. It was just the whole occasion, the lift and that, and then just to sort of reflect and sort of come down was just, and I'm still doing it this morning, really, and just being really reflective and just so very, very proud of Lisa and her achievements. And it just doesn't surprise me what she will be able to do in the future. Yeah.
Well, kia ora to you both, and thank you very much. Appreciate you talking to us this morning on Morning Report. Lisa Carrington's mother, Glynis, and father, Pat. Proud parents this morning. Proud country.